Blog Talk Radio.
He's got the whole world.
Talking to Chief Izzy up in South Dakota, he gave me some remedies.
I ain't going to give them out on the radio, but you need it. And it will tell you, you got to do some things for yourself and your family. This stuff is out here where you're mad. If you go to Jewel's, Walmart, on the bus, on the plane, where you're mad. Because you remember before they had a virus, before they had a, okay, when they first started this stuff, they didn't have no cure. They said, well, you're mad. And we wore the mask. Now, they said take the mask off, but I'm saying put the mask back on because the cure don't hold. So I'm telling you, he got the whole world in his hand. And I'm praying for you. And our sister Betty lost her niece. And I'm praying for her and her sister. Sometimes it's hard to lose somebody in the, they leave the physical plane to go to the spiritual plane. The girl told me this morning she lost her father. The time they put him out till he died. And she said, Bishop, I said, don't worry about it. Sometimes they leave from the physical plane to the spiritual plane. I shake. So when they make that transition, you have to be strong enough to overcome the physical part and the spirit part. I was telling a young lady this morning, she lost her daughter. And her daughter was going to set up a business. And her daughter passed. And she's, what I'm going to do with all this stuff, Bishop? I don't know what to do. I said, your daughter, I crossed over, your daughter wants you to continue on what y'all started to do. She said, but I don't know what to do. Just do what you know. God sent somebody, and your daughter will direct somebody to help you. And she started, and the girl that went to college with her came by to see the girl. She didn't know she had passed. And she chipped in and started helping. And the mother said, this girl just been like her daughter all over again. God changes things, and God makes things work. I say. Now, I want to tell you, some of you are a block because you won't be obedient to God. God's judgment on the world got nothing to do with you, on the evil and the atrocities that went on around the world. I told you when they said the strawberry moon, I said, this is the moon to heal the earth. So the earth is steady healing itself. They had a sinkhole where the car went in the whole sinkhole. But I had already said sinkhole. It was in Nebraska somewhere. But that sinkhole in Illinois, in Minnesota, in Indiana, in Florida. That sinkhole in New Orleans. And these sinkholes are going to give over. You're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about the hurricane coming back to back. Do you see over in France, over in Germany, over in Australia, down under, they got fires they can't control. Fires been burning for months at the time. And in California, they don't know how the fire started. Lightning hit it. Now, you can't stop lightning from hitting that dry timber. So God is cleaning up some things. Don't get in God's way. Like grandma said, you get out the way, boy, it's lightning, go somewhere and sit down. So God is cleaning up some things and you're not in the scenario. So you pray and stay away from them places. Let God do the thing. Even this virus, you don't understand what it's all about. It's about people doing evil to people. And it's coming out. Over in Africa, Germany, Rome, Paris, all over. It's been some hurt done to some of us. So this will happen. But I want to say this. Like my head, I said, God got the whole world in his hand. And you got to understand that. tonight.
He's got the whole world.
Thank you. Go through the ones who are suffering the brunt of Caesar's brutality. the Muslims had nothing to do with the UN riot. And they quoted, in saying so, the person who was at that time the commissioner of police in New York City. See, it's lies that the white man has spread about the Muslims to try and make you afraid of the Muslims, or to try and make you think that the Muslims were a criminal element, an uncouth element, and things that you would not like to be associated with. Also, they say that I'm just clearing these things up, and then we're going to get into what happened. They also say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a grandson. No, he wasn't. He just refused to go to the army because he was a man of peace. He was a minister of a religion of peace. He was teaching peace. So he outright refused to go to the army. That's not grandson. That's intelligence. Here, before the grand jury. Because the coroner's jury is stacked against Negroes. The grand jury is stacked against Negroes. The press, the radio, the television, and the newspaper are stacked against Negroes. But we, the Los Angeles Police Department, is stacked against all Negroes, all except those whom he has appointed to high positions. The controlled press against Negroes. The police are able to use it to paint the Negro community as a criminal element. The police are able to use to make the white public think that 90% or 99% of the Negroes in the Negro community are criminals. And once the white public is convinced that most of the Negro community is a criminal element, then this automatically paves the way for the police to move into the Negro community exercising Gestapo tactics. Stopping any black man who is in the on the sidewalk, whether he is guilty or whether he is innocent, whether he is well dressed or whether he is poor dressed, whether he is educated or whether he is dumb, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim, as long as he is black and a member of the Negro community, the white public thinks that the white policeman is justified in going in there and trampling on that man's civil rights and on that man's human rights. Have convinced the white public that the so-called Negro community is a criminal element, they can go in and question, brutalize, murder unarmed, innocent Negroes, and the white public is gullible enough to back them up. This makes the Negro community a police state. This makes the Negro neighborhood a police state. It's the most heavily patrolled. It has more police in it than any other neighborhood. Yet it has more crime in it than any other neighborhood. How can you have more cops and more crime? Why? It tells you that the cops must be in cahoots with the criminals.
That's Brother Malcolm X, and he's telling the lots of truth. And some of that stuff that Malcolm X said is still going on right now. In Inglewood and Lundale and Roseland, they've got more cops, but more crime is in Lundale, Inglewood. What is the cops doing? That's so true. This is 2021, going in 2023. We're having the same problem we had in 61, the same problem we had in 55. And not only in Chicago, in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, all across America, we got the same problem. Police shooting black men. Then they can't shoot, they lock up. Right now, we got brothers locked up. Now, here's they having a trial for R. Kelly up in New York. Now, R. Kelly, they got R. Kelly, but what about this Jewish man that had all the kids? What happened to him? See, what happened with all this stuff? So So much is going on, but God is still in control. God's judgment on the world. God's judgment going to open the door. And we got some Uncle Toms, and we got some people. I just want to let you know, this virus that's going on, it's not over with yet. There's going to be some changes. And the changes not made by the president, the mayor, the governor, by God. And you got to stay focused, stay tuned, where you can listen to what God's saying. And he's going to speak in the floods, the storm. Ain't it strange that we have a tornado? They had about 60 tornadoes in Illinois, across Illinois. They had about 40 tornadoes in Ohio. They've been having floods back to back in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. They've been having heat. And heat moved out of the south and come north and up in California, it's burning. In Denver, they got sandstorms, smoke storms. The whole planet is under the curse of God for not being obedient. Now, what I'm saying to you, you can't see it because they're too busy trying to take a collection up. They can't see it because they're too busy trying to fleece you. But if they let God talk to them, they think, well, I just want a big church. You don't need no big church. You need men's hearts, women's hearts. You know, if they got a virus to heal, if they got a cure to heal this Roma, what about the cure to heal cancer? What about the cure to heal high blood, to heal stroke? What about the cure to heal some of the stuff that's going on now? That if they can make the virus, which is was got together by animal, it was about animal, and the judgment of God is speaking to them that's messed up. And I want to tell you, when you read your Bible and the word of God comes to you, just what it is. And I want to tell you tonight that play a little of him.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro, back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house.
See, Malcolm talking about the blacks don't want to believe we've been murdered. We come out of slavery. Dr. King bring it very clearly about what happened to us and where we at. We're trying to make it. The reason you ain't got no money, because the money was taken from your ancestors. The government paid European people and gave them land and gave them reparation. We didn't get the 40 acres and the Congress didn't get to us, to somebody else coming. We was already here. They brought us here in chains. In 1863, we was in chains. And they have not yet saying, black man, here is your reparation, go open your business up. You wonder why other people got grocery stores, got field of cotton and stuff, because it was given to them. Well, nothing given to us but slavery, hard work, and murder and lynching. This is Dr. King.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated
that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another.
I'm praying for those that lost loved ones, that no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for you and you tonight. Tommy, I'm praying for you. Joe, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you.
This is Bishop Turner to you out of Bible class night. We're praying for you and you tonight. And Beth, I want to let you know we're praying for you, whatever you might be going through. We're asking you to join in the fight against crime. We're asking you today to join in as we get ready to uplift the fallen humanity. God bless you. I want to pray for you. Father God, we come at this hour. I'm God bless you. Touch every man, every woman, problem that's going on. Father God, touch good living. I want to tell you, I'm praying for Kim, for your mother. I'm praying for you, Sister Mary Hawkins, and Sister Mary that called me from Natchez, Mississippi. I'm praying for you, Mother Wright. I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call means something. And I will tell you, you can write me at Post Office Box 289097. Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Those that write me, I will send them a special prayer. But you got to write, and I'll send it over the mail to you. And I think you need to have, just don't forget to keep reading Jabez's prayer for 30 days. And I want you to read that and continue to read that as I pray tonight for you. Free Jeff Ford, free Larry Hoover, free the boys in Oakland, California that's in jail for life. Those are some of the Black Panthers up in Oakland, California are in jail. And also, going into 2021, 22, we're going to be talking about three young men that's in jail indiscriminately because of their color being black. That's why. Ellen, I'm praying for you up in Minnesota. I'm praying for Freddie Taylor up in Minnesota. I'm praying for you. Adrian, I'm praying for you. Sister Bass, praying for you tonight. This is Bible Glad Night. Get ready for God to do something special for you. Along with the Dr. King Movement and SCLC, we're going to try to get some of these brothers is in jail because the police lied, the state attorney lied, and the judge lied. And all of them is dead that put some of these guys in jail. Here's a boy in jail now. Larry Hoover in jail. He didn't get that charged with 20 murders. He in jail. Jeff Ford got charged with 100 murders. They've been in jail. How can they get charged with that? They're not even out on the street. The thing that I said, they don't want them out on the street because they're illegal. They can bring, they can stop their killing, stop their shooting. They don't want them out. And it was designed that way. Don't forget, we're going to be going to Stateville. We're going to be going to over to Parchment in Mississippi, Angola, and other, and Stillwater.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But as a man...
While I was musing beside birds, then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a canvas, and my age is as nothing to me. Verily, every man at his best may be altogether vanish and stay like. Truly, every man walketh in a vain show. Truly, they are desiring in vain. He keepeth of riches and knows not who shall gather. And now, Lord, why wait? What wait I do? My hope is in this. Deliver me from all my transgressions.
Deliver you from all your transgressions. That's the past. What happened in the past, we're looking to the future. And that let me know everything in the past is going to be cleared up. Because this is the swans, the human water, who things clean up. And that becomes protection. Old stuff can't come in your vibration. That's what I'm saying.
So, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. Throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelids. Try the children of men.
So God got you covered. Read verse 5.
The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hates. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holy. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh.
Now,
the voice of the Lord maketh...
Wait on. What verse that is?
9. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calves. And discovers the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Well, you talk about that. What this is telling you, that God got you in things that you're going to know that other people don't know. And the energy of the universe, that means the wind, the water, all of that, you would know before. And you might not understand that. Sometimes you get upset. You got to just lay back and just don't get emotional. And when you lay back and don't get emotional, God gonna bring to you just what it is. Okay? And that's the thing that you got to look at. That you got an anointed gift, and it's very strange. A lot of people ain't got that gift. And once you put that gift together with your expertise, with your spiritual gift and with your when you put your academic gift with your spiritual gift, automatically you end up on top. You end up, you know, the devil, when it comes, the devil can't block you. And when they come against you and you speak on them, God moves. You don't even know God be the whoop they tell. They don't know why. And that's where you can't get upset and be emotional. You have to move out of that emotional character to the fact that all is well. I got this, and I know I got the force of the angel, the ancestor with me, that I can master this. That's what you got to do with that.
And all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man.
I want to take time out to pray for those in Detroit, those in Islamic, those in Roma, that were the tornado took houses down in Jackson, Michigan. I'm praying for those families tonight that have his phones back to back. But God got you. I just want to let you know, I acknowledge that we're going to continue to pray for you in West Michigan.
And that thou livest him. For thou hast made him a little more than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Name it, claim it, because he made you in authority. So you got to walk in authority. You got to say all is well. I claim the house. Wherever you claim it, because he put you over the everything he made, man is over it. But if you don't know it, you got to get it out of the spirit realm. And once you know that, you say, I'm going to get this in. I'm going to get the money for this house, and this house in Monroe going to be all right. And bam, whatever you put out in the spirit realm, it's going to come back in the physical realm. And that's what that is. You see, the eye that he smells, he picks up. So that what the Bible is saying, God has put you in charge of everything on the face of the earth. The moon, the stars, all that. And you got to understand that most people don't understand that because they get caught up in physical, not spirit. What come out of the spirit come to the physical. It got to be spirit first before it be physical. And what it's saying to you, name it, claim it, and you'll get it.
For why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked and his crafters persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhors. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he trusts at them.
See what it's saying, that the wicked always trying to do tricks, but they can't do no tricks because you got them covered. And what David is saying, God, let me be able to know my enemy. When they get there, I know what they're thinking and what's going on with them, so I got them covered. And that's what happened with that thing.
My rock, be not silent to me. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like this and go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their debtors. Because they regard not the work of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him.
God have heard your prayer, and the enemies that throw a rock out of the hand is going to come out. And as it come out before you, so you ain't got to be emotional with it. Because the armadillo, Native American, they hide. You know, you think it's a rock. And they be alive. You'll be right there listening to them lying They don't know you're listening. You're going to listen. You're going to hear it spiritually, and you're going to hear it like you're going to hear it spiritually. You're going to smell it. You're going to see it. And telepathically, you'll know it. You just get in a place, and you say, I feel right now. Something going on here. That's what, like a sickness or something going on. You'll pick it up. So you'll be there like a rock. You'll be there. They can't see you. They don't know what you know. So this armadillo on this song is telling you that I am the rock of God, and God going to keep everything before me. That what that mean with you, that those that are trying to defy you, it ain't going to work. They will lie, but after they get through, they're going to tell the truth. They're going to lie. Oh, listen, I ain't did that. But later on, they'll be telling you something with them, and it'll come out, and the truth going to come out. Thank you, kind spirit. So that's going to happen. So,
the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me.
That's showing you that magic of that spiritual, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, will protect you and watch over you and give you the desires of your heart. That's the 27th number song. The light, he's the light of my salvation, right?
Oh, right.
Read it again.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. And the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side.
Tonight, you get ready for God to bless you tonight. For God is my everything, and God is your everything. And I want you, those that are going through, kids getting ready to go to school. I had already prophesied there's going to be some shooting in school because of the virus and because of the sickness of the mind. Black-on-black crime got to stop. Police killing got to stop. I said a long time ago, when you can give pain, you got to receive pain. And, you know, God's judgment have been brought through the prophet Martin Luther King, prophet Malcolm X, prophet Paul Longstanbaugh, prophet Elijah Muhammad. They killed all of them. They murdered them and killed them, but God's law still, and God's judgment still got to go on. God is raising men and women up now to obey him, because the murder is among us, and it's been there for a minute. But I want you to get ready to know that God is. You can write me at Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. Write me, Mary. And I want you, those that write me a letter,
I want to send something to you through the mail. I'm not going to text it. You got to write me. You got to hit my post office box. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And it's harvest. It's getting ready. It's seeding time now. And if you've got that need, you plant that seed for your healing, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough. God is my everything. And you got to think that way. Whatever you need is in the spirit realm. And God can draw it out of the spirit realm. God can do it for you right now. Whatever you're going through, I'm praying for those that got bereaved in their family. Young lady told me she lost her father. I'm praying for her. My young lady said she lost her son and she don't know how she's going to make it. God is able to bring all those enemies, those murdered is among us. I want to invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael to bring them arrest. Ain't nobody with them in the jail. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And I'm invoking the spirit of Metatron, the king angel, and also the angel Michael, the angel that tied the devil up. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. He kicked the devil out of heaven. And he's going to kick the devil out of the earth realm, too. So I'm asking him to do that. Get ready for God to do something for you real good.
Somebody in the bucket. Don't my back. Don't my feet.